Welcome back. I had to take some time off because honestly, I ended up getting overwhelmed by my studies, by all the things I had committed to do, and I was having a little bit of a meltdown. So I decided I can cut out the Divine Office podcast for a while. Also, I tried to engineer a way that we might, during the conclave, have a special program on YouTube. That hasn't worked so far, but maybe there'll be some 10-minute videos or something on YouTube during the conclave. Boy, I feel the Holy Spirit has this moment, and I feel all of us called, as we are, to be children of God. God wants our prayers for this conclave, wants us to be intently involved in this remarkable moment that will help determine what course the church is steered on over the next 10 to 20, over the next period of time when we're called on mission here. So that's where I've been. Let's pray the Divine Office together. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Invitatory. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And how much we do need our Lord's help, and how much the cardinal electors, who must feel so overburdened by the weight of this decision at such a time when there's so much confusion and disorder and differing plans and objectives. So we pray for the church and we pray for them in this wonderful psalm with the antiphon for Easter. I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia. Lord, God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river, it stretched out its shoots. I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. I am the vine, you are the branches, alleluia. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. I am the vine, you are the branches, alleluia. God of hosts, bring us back, let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the vine, you are the branches, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, you, Jesus, you're the eternal shepherd. You give us a new shepherd in your own image, Peter. And so tend this vine so that we become your vineyard and your temple. In ancient times, the sacrifices of the royal and priestly people merited to convert the entire Roman Empire. And your Holy Spirit was active in astonishing ways with signs and wonders. Grant us a purified heart, a desire to sacrifice for you also. Help us know that our sufferings can become sacrificial offerings that transform the world once again and pour out a spirit of signs and wonders upon the whole church and a renewed spirit of grace. Grant us a holy Roman pontiff, a Roman pontiff who, like Peter, may overcome all sin and sickness. This is the time of soul. Sin and sickness of soul. Grant him to be a man after your own heart, and know that this is a time when your promise is fulfilled, even though Peter's faith may have failed. The office will be renewed as you reconvert and you turn him back to you with renewed graces of office so that his faith will not fail, and he turns back to strengthen his brothers. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia. Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God of mercy and fidelity, you made a new and everlasting covenant with men and sealed it in the blood and the life, the love, the sacrifice of your only begotten Son, made flesh. Forgive our sinful folly. Turn us back to you. Form us and send us on mission. Even if that mission is only a mission of renewed prayer within our own homes, if we're homebound, teach us to speak about you, whether online or in person, in a way that is a true apostolate and draws others to you. Make us witness even to the point of sacrifice and being willing to endure suffering to the truth of the gospel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. Psalm 90. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born or the earth or the world brought forth, you were God without beginning or end. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up in flowers. By evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Help those who are old, who know the shortness of their life from experience, and turn back to us and grant us your life. Grant us a Roman pontiff who is an energetic defender of the church, and truly holy and powerful preacher and disciple of Christ. God has raised the Lord to life. Alleluia. Through his power, he will raise us up also. Alleluia. We're going to substitute morning prayer reading for the reading from the Office of Readings. This is called the Plague of War. I, John, watched, and sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from between the horns of the altar of gold in God's presence. It said to the sixth angel, who was still holding his trumpet, release the four angels who are tied up on the banks of the great river Euphrates. So the four angels were released. This was precisely the hour, the day, the month, and the year for which they had been prepared to kill a third of mankind. Their cavalry troops, whose count I heard, were 200 million in number, a number I heard myself. Now in my vision, this is how I saw the horses and their riders. The breastplates they wore were fiery red, deep blue, and pale yellow. The horses' heads were like heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and sulfur and smoke. By these three plagues, the smoke and sulfur and fire which shot out of their mouths, a third of mankind was slain. The deadly power of the horses was not only in their mouths, but in their tails, for their tails were like snakes with heads poised to strike. That part of mankind which escaped the plagues did not repent of the idols they had made. They did not give up the worship of demons or of gods made of gold and silver, from bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Neither did they repent of their murders or their sorcery, their fornication or their thefts. Responsory prayer. God calls upon all men to repent, for he has fixed the day on which he will judge the world with justice. Alleluia. Ministers of God, gather together all the inhabitants of the land and cry out to the Lord, for he has fixed the day on which he will judge the world with justice. Alleluia. We have a second reading from a treatise against heresies on this Thursday. It is Thursday, right? Yes, it is. The Eucharist, pledge of our resurrection. Saint Irenaeus writes, if our flesh is not saved, then the Lord has not redeemed us with his blood. The Eucharistic chalice does not make us sharers in his blood, and the bread we break does not make us sharers in his body. There can be no blood without veins, flesh, and the rest of the human substance. And this the word of God actually became. It was with his own blood that he redeemed us. As the apostle says, in him, through his blood, we have been redeemed, our sins forgiven. We are his members, and we are nourished by creation, which is his gift to us. For it is he who causes the sun to rise and the rain to fall. He declared that the chalice which comes from this creation was his blood, and he makes it the nourishment of our blood. He affirmed that the bread which comes from his creation was his body, and he makes it the nourishment of our body. With the chalice we mix and the bread we bake, we receive the word of God. The Eucharistic elements become the body and blood of Christ, by which our bodies live and grow. How then can it be said that flesh belonging to the Lord's own body and nourishment by his body and blood is incapable of receiving God's gift of eternal life? St. Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians that we are members of his body, of his flesh and bones. He is not speaking of some spiritual and incorporeal kind of man, for spirits do not have flesh and bones. He is speaking of a real human body, composed of flesh, sinews, and bones, nourished by the chalice of Christ's body and receiving growth from the bread which is his body. The slip of a vine planted in the ground bears fruit at the proper time. The grain of wheat falls into the ground and decays only to be raised up again and multiplied by the Spirit of God who sustains all things. The wisdom of God places these things at the service of man, and when they receive God's word, they become Eucharist. Which is the body and blood of Christ. In the same way, our bodies, which have been nourished by the Eucharist, will be burned in the earth, buried in the earth, and will decay, but they will rise again at the appointed time, for the word of God will raise them up to the glory of God the Father. Then the Father will clothe our mortal nature in incorruptibility, and will freely endow our corruptible nature with incorruptibility, for God's power is shown most perfectly in weakness. So St. Irenaeus is writing this discourse about the Eucharist in the context of trying to refute certain people who may believe that the physical body, the body that seems weak and powerless here, is not worthy of resurrection, is not worthy of being glorified with a new spiritual body. So he writes about the incarnation, he writes with great focus to refute this heresy, and he's using the tradition of the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, and some of the scriptures from Ephesians as a basis for doing this. So he's one of the earliest writers back in the 100s to 200s time period before, when Christianity was still an illegal religion before First Nicaea and before the Edict of Milan, which was just before First Nicaea. Responsory prayer, I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will never die. Alleluia. I am the living bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will never die. Alleluia. Amen, amen. I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen, amen. I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia. Christ rose from the dead and is always present in his church. Let us adore him and say, stay with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, victor over sin and death, glorious and immortal, be always in our midst. Come to us in the power of your victory and show our hearts the loving kindness of your Father. Come to heal a world wounded by division, for you alone can transform our hearts and make them one. Strengthen our faith in final victory and renew our hope in your second coming. Help those who are in the process of dying. Help us to be with them and accompany them in this privileged time where they prepare for the gift of eternal life that they will receive through Christ. Look kindly upon your servant, Pope Francis, and may his prayers from purgatory or heaven help correct the mistakes that may have been made during his pontificate and solve long-standing problems. Look upon the conclave and grant it to be so protected that no evil spirits can disturb its proceedings. Grant that this conclave may be moved outside of its comfort zone, be moved by the Holy Spirit to select someone who will be remembered as a shepherd, who is a towering figure in the church's history, someone who led the church during this difficult time, from a time of crisis to a time of victory and rejoicing. We pray for all of your intentions. Gathering our prayers into one, we pray the Lord's Prayer, and we finish with that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Sorry. Father, in this holy season, we come to know the full depth of your love. You have freed us from the darkness of error and sin. Help us to cling to your truths with fidelity. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And this special final prayer from the Mass for the Roman Pontiff, the election of the Roman Pontiff. We most humbly entreat thee, O Lord, that thy boundless goodness may grant as bishop to the most holy Roman Church one who shall ever be both pleasing to you by his loving zeal in our regard and by his beneficent rule, deeply revered by your people to the glory of your name. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, world without end. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. I hope you have a blessed rest of your day. Amen.